Shane Gould was the most spectacular product of the Carlisle stable. At the 1972 Summer Olympics in Munich, Gould won 3 gold medals, setting a world record in each race. Forbes and his wife Ursula trained her from her early teens. She's the only person, male or female, to hold every world freestyle record from 100 metres to 1500 metres and the 200 metre individual medley world record simultaneously. I asked Shane Gould about the coach who helped her reach those heights.
Well, he was demanding and I liked it because he expected a lot of me and enabled me to be better.
You wanted to be stretched?
I wanted, yes. Yes, that's a good word. Yes.
And how did he do that?
He gave a lot of good feedback. You know, I had a diary, a logbook, that he would weekly, you know, write comments in. At the end of the season, he would, you know, give a summary and then suggest what I could aim for next. And we'd have meetings and he would give me times to aim for and information. You know, he'd give me reading materials and tell me what other people in the world were doing at the time and, you know, times that I had to aim for. So, and then in training, you know, he could see if I was slacking off or, you know, if I could try something different or he'd make things varied, you know, so it was always interesting and challenging.
There's a lot in sport these days. There's a lot of science. There's a lot about diet and nutrition. There's a lot of medical information available to coaches. Was he interested in that sort of thing, or was that sort of thing even available then?
Yes, well, he was a pioneer in sports science and swimming. So he knew a lot about that, and he was very experimental. So things like the stopwatch and the pace clock and understanding what the heart was doing, like interval training, and, you know, just what the ECG patterns on a graph, you know, what they meant. He tried to analyse what that meant. And, you know, when people were fatigued, and he got very interested in nutrition and, you know, was very, he tried things on himself and then suggested things to his athletes and, you know, recommended vitamins like vitamin E and B-complex and vitamin C were 3 that I took regularly. So he, you know, he was a pioneer in that. And then also analysis, you know, biomechanical analysis and using technology like underwater cameras, which, of course, they weren't digital. It was, you know, a 16-millimeter camera inside a homemade housing and with weight belts on and filming people. And
so this is in the late 60s. You were able to watch your own action?
Yeah, from 1970 to 74. Yeah, he was into that, but he didn't medicalise people and he didn't mechanise people. So while he had a scientific approach, he still understood the humanity of the, you know, of our bodies and, you know, respected us as people, you know, embodied humans, not a deconstructed body parts.
Now, anybody who followed your career would probably assume that you would have been a big winner anyway, but you were not just a big winner. I mean, you have 3 gold medals in record time. That's quite extraordinary. What contribution did Forbes Carlisle make to that?
Well, I think the way he coached and the type of training he gave us was much more suitable to me than what other coaches were doing. It was the beginning of the era of just throwing volume at people. And Don Talbot, you know, had a military father and he was the option for me to go to, but he was just his work was just too brutal and not dynamic enough for me. I actually did a couple of workouts with him when it was time for me to choose. When our family moved from Brisbane to Sydney, you know, I tested him out and then I tested Forbes out. And I thought, no, Forbes' training program seemed to be much more dynamic and organic. That suited me and my range of events better. And my personality.
And since then, you've obviously kept in touch with him over the years. Tell us about Forbes Carlisle in the last few decades.
I didn't know a lot about him. Of course, I was just a kid. I, you know, who knows much about adults and their lives until you're an adult yourself. There's a few incidences. One, I went to the theatre at the Sydney Opera House with them. They invited me for dinner and then go and watch, I think it was the Mikado. That was amazing. And they said, oh, they go there all the time. You know, they were members subscribers, and so they have this high culture that they engaged with, you know, and that creates some sort of different sensibility about someone. Another thing was I was travelling from Scotland through the UK down into Wales with my husband, Mills, and he was doing some work with some swimmers, so he had to get to a swim meet in Cardiff. So we turned up at this swim meet where Milt was meeting some swimmers and coaches he'd been working with, and lo and behold, there's Forbes and Ursula. I was sitting in the grandstand watching this sort of just a regular sort of white Welsh swim meet, and, you know, he was busily writing down times and underlining swimmers and clocking times, and he was just a geek about swimming.
Shane Gould, speaking about her former trainer and coach. There'll be a longer version of that interview on our website from this evening.